and welcome to this audio edition of Philip Huscher's program notes for upcoming concerts by the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. I'm Rich Caparola, and concerts by the CSO on Thursday, April 11th through Saturday, the 13th of April, feature guest conductor James Conlon and a quartet of vocal soloists, soprano Masabani Cecilia Rangwanasha, Ashley Dixon, mezzo-soprano, tenor Isaka Savage, and baritone Lucas Meacham, along with the Chicago Symphony Chorus, Eugene Rogers, guest conductor. The program, Elijah, Oratorio on Words of the Old Testament, music by Felix Mendelssohn. And here are program notes by Philip Huscher. The performance time, around 1 hour 10 minutes for part 1. There'll be intermission, followed by part 2, another 1 hour 10 minutes. In a letter written from his deathbed, Felix Mendelssohn's father, Abraham, urged his son to get to work on St. Paul to confirm, once and for all, the seriousness of his musical ambition. Never mind that Felix had already established his place in music history with his teenaged masterpieces, the Octet for Strings and the Overture to A Midsummer Night's Dream. A dutiful son in a long line of ambitious Mendelssohns, his grandfather was the philosopher Moses Mendelssohn, his father one of Germany's most prominent bankers, Felix completed St. Paul within a matter of months, and then, realizing that the oratorio was an ideal form for his grandest musical ideas, he began to think of a follow-up. At first, he settled on St. Peter, even going so far as to draw up a scheme for the work, but he eventually decided on Elijah instead. And it is that score, composed a decade after his father's death, perhaps more than any other work in his catalog, that proved Mendelssohn's formidable stature. At its first performance in Birmingham, England, in August 1846, Elijah was acclaimed as the greatest sacred work of its time. "Never a more complete triumph," wrote the critic for the London Times, "never a more thorough and speedy recognition of a great work of art." Mendelssohn's own popularity, however, was soon to shift dramatically. After the London premiere of Elijah in 1847, the much-read critic Henry Fothergill Chorley said, "Elijah is not only the sacred work of our time, we dare fearlessly to assert, but it is a work for our children and for our children's children." But two generations later, Mendelssohn lost ground in the public's favor. The first setback, in fact, came just 3 years after Chorley's declaration, when Richard Wagner published his notorious anti-Semitic attack in his anonymously published Das Judentum in der Musik, which dismissed Mendelssohn's music as sweet and tinkling without depth. By the end of the 19th century, it was left to George Bernard Shaw to deal the final blow, lashing out at Mendelssohn's kid-glove gentility, his conventional sentimentality, and his despicable oratorio mongering. An early voice of dissent greeted the first performance of Elijah in the United States in 1847, when a 27-year-old critic named Walt Whitman, probably better suited to be judging literature rather than music in any event, admitted that the work was of the highest importance, but noted that, although the audience was large and sat out the performance, it was evident that no great degree of pleasure was derived from it. But Elijah held its place at the center of the choral repertory, even as the composer's star waned. St. Paul, on the other hand, quickly lost popularity. And like Handel's Messiah, it has never really gone out of favor. To this day, it remains a cornerstone of both Mendelssohn's output and of the sacred choral literature. Mendelssohn knew firsthand about the fate of musical landmarks. His main contribution to music history, aside from his own compositions, was his revival of J.S. Bach's St. Matthew Passion in Berlin in 1829. Mendelssohn was just 20 at the time, the signal event in the rediscovery of Bach in the 19th century. This great score had not been performed since Bach's death. Mendelssohn's own upbringing as a Christian convert, his Jewish family famously added the name Bartholdy to their own in 1822, borrowing the Lutheran surname of the man from whom they bought their property in Berlin, combined with his reverence for Bach's music, made him eager to write his own great sacred choral music, something to follow in the grand tradition of the Bach Passions, Handel's Oratorios, and Haydn's The Creation and the Seasons.
The legend of the prophet Elijah had long fascinated Mendelssohn, no doubt at the same time challenging him to contemplate his own faith and even to confront his Jewish heritage. As early as November 1838, Mendelssohn wrote to the theologian Julius Schubring, "I picture Elijah as a grand and mighty prophet of a kind we would do well to have in our own day, powerful, zealous, but also harsh and angry and saturnine, a striking contrast to the court sycophants and the rabble, in antithesis, in fact, virtually to the whole world, yet born on the wings of angels." Once he settled on Elijah as his new oratorio subject, Mendelssohn put the text together himself, taking passages mostly from the first book of Kings, and then consulting Schubring, who had been his librettist for St. Paul, to apply the finishing touches. Mendelssohn wrote Elijah intending it to be sung in German, as it is at this week's performances, but for the Birmingham premiere, the London poet William Bartholomew produced an English version, which was fitted to the already finished musical numbers, launching the popular convention of singing the oratorio in English. Mendelssohn composed Elijah in a sudden rush of inspiration. The work was written without significant interruption in the spring and summer of 1846 in order to be ready to be given in August at the Birmingham Music Festival. That performance, Mendelssohn said, was the best premiere of his career. The audience demanded encores of 8 numbers, 4 arias and 4 choruses, and when it was all over, cheered him repeatedly. Elijah has 2 parts, each with 22 numbers. Part 1 begins with an unnumbered introduction and overture, followed by numbers 1 through 20. Numbers 21 through 42 comprise Part 2. Each half is anchored by 3 events in Elijah's life: the prophet's revival of the widow's son, his confrontation with the worshippers of Baal, and the ending of the drought in Part 1, the confrontation with Ahab and Jezebel, his period in the wilderness, and the journey to Mount Horeb in Part 2. The numbers range from short, spare recitatives, number 27, for example, is just 8 measures long, to solo arias and expansive choral numbers in differing styles and for various combinations of solo voices and chorus. Here, as in Handel's oratorios, the chorus represents the people of the drama, and it plays a leading role throughout the work. Despite its division into 42 pieces, Elijah is a masterpiece of large-scale design, and Mendelssohn often impressively strings several individual numbers together to create long passages of continuous music. Although the Wagner generation that followed was quick to disparage Mendelssohn for never writing an opera of lasting value, Elijah is a remarkable achievement in long-range dramatic shape, thematic unity, savvy pacing, and a musically driven sense of action and theater. Mendelssohn was clearly inspired by his subject, and Elijah contains some of his finest and most distinctive writing, adding an entirely new dimension to our understanding of this composer of sublime fairy music and travelogue symphonies. In many regards, Elijah represents the summit of Mendelssohn's career. This is the work that most fully satisfied his father's hopes, but it also is the work in which Mendelssohn looks back at the past and pays tribute to his predecessors. Elijah's great aria, Es ist genug, number 26, with its important cello counter melody, is unashamedly indebted to Es ist vollbracht from Bach's St. John Passion. And at the end, Mendelssohn writes a grand D major fugue that recalls the conclusion of Handel's Messiah, a fitting ending to this particular drama, but also a link to the great oratorio tradition which Mendelssohn has now joined. Program notes by Philip Huscher on Elijah by Mendelssohn. My name is Rich Caparella. Thanks for listening.